What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now it's on 29 past 10, that talk number 1300 872 911. This is Dean on the line in Cairns. Hello, Dean.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm good. I remember you rang a few weeks ago, but was it the Fernley Street issue?
That's right, John.
Yeah.
Yes. So, anyway, it was about a week and a half ago, something like that. And I must say, 2 days later, we walked past in the morning and there were three police cars there and five officers, along with three council vehicles with the dog logos on the back, because there were five dogs there, two were vicious. Now, they'd have cordoned off one end of that area, that right access road to the other. They blocked them both off. And anyway, after that, we went past the next morning.
Yes.
And, John, everyone was gone.
Wow.
Everything had gone. The council, I would assume, bulldozed the whole area because there was that much rubbish there. Human couldn't pick it up in a day.
Wow.
So they bulldozed the whole lot, leveled the track. And, John, it was just, they did a marvellous job. So, you know, full marks to the council for acting so promptly and also the police for getting involved too. So it was really good, John.
This is a combination of both the police and the council. They've worked in concert to sort this matter out. This is really encouraging.
It is, John. Look, they did. They worked with each other, no doubt. And between the two of them, no doubt they spoke. You know, they sort of got together and said, this is what we've got to deal with here, because, John, there were gates and everything put up there so no one could access the area. Bongo vans, you name it, John, everyone was there. And they were all gone. The next day they were gone. So couldn't be pleased with the result. And, so good on them. And good on 4CA.
This is a dream come true, Dean, I've got to say. Our prayers have been answered. This is wonderful news because it sets a standard for what we can expect in future. We, as citizens of this town, have every right to jump up and down about what's been going on. But when you get those two coming together, the police, the full cooperation, council, police together, look what's possible. Look what's proven to be possible in a glorious city.
Yes, John, and when we first initially walked past, I mean, there was a couple of people there yelling and screaming at two police officers, and anyway, I thought that's not going to work out too well doing that, but we just continued to walk past, and the next day, John, by 10 o'clock, it had been cleaned up as if no man had been there.
Well,
so,
well.
And it was about a 50 to 60 metre area by about 4 metres. And, but now if you look across from Fernley Street, you'll see there where all the trees were, where they all were. Mm. Some of the trees started to die or whatever. You know, you can see it's like it's been, the vegetation's been just basically decimated. Not too bad, but, you know, it's not like the rest of the area because of all the things they've been doing there, no doubt. But anyway.
I'm thrilled.
Great result.
The people of Cairns will be thrilled to hear you this morning, Dean.
Thank you, John.
This is just wonderful, wonderful news. I'm just so thrilled to hear it. Thanks for sharing that with us. Stay in touch. Stay in touch so we can all stay in touch.
We want to keep our city safe and clean.
Oh, the music to my ears. Thank you, Dean. That's Dean at Cairns. This is the biggest coincidence. You won't believe it. Just walked through my bloody door just as Dean rang. Was Cairns Mayor Bob Manning, and before I say good morning, I've got to say congratulations to you, Bob Manning. Did you hear Dean just said about your cooperation together with the police and what's been achieved?
Well, John, I think council's always trying to cooperate with people. We have had a good relationship. We do have had and do have a a good relationship with the police, and they're great to work with. They are limited, though, with their resources. As I was leaving the office building to come down here, I bumped into one of our managers. There is a presentation to be made next Wednesday, which will involve council upping its involvement within the CBD and working closer with the police. John, we've got the best CCTV set up, and which is a great resource for the police to use, or for us to inform the police with.
Yes.
And get them onto it straight away. So, and I know that I was talking to one of the senior police and last night at the opening of the convention centre.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about how good it is that our fellows are working together and getting results. So it's a good start, John.